Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Knife of Never Letting Go by Patrick Ness, performed by Nick Podell. For Michelle Katz. If we had a keen vision and feeling of all ordinary human life, it would be like hearing the grass grow and the squirrel's heart beat, and we should die of that roar which lies on the other side of silence. George Eliot, Middlemarch. Part 1. 1. The hole in the noise. The first thing you find out when your dog learns to talk is that dogs don't got nothing much to say about anything.
Need a poo, Todd.
Shut up, Manchie.
Poo. Poo, Todd.
I said shut it. We're walking across the wild fields southeast of town, those ones that slope down to the river and head on toward the swamp. Ben sent me to pick him some swamp apples, and he's made me take Manchie with me, even though we all know Killian only bought him to stay on Mayor Prentice's good side, and so suddenly here's this brand new dog as a present for my birthday last year, when I never said I wanted any dog. That what I said I wanted was for Killian to finally fix the fission bike so I wouldn't have to walk every forsaken place in this stupid town. But oh no. Happy birthday, Todd. Here's a brand new puppy, Todd. And even though you don't want him, even though you never asked for him, guess who has to feed him, and train him, and wash him, and take him for walks, and listen to him jabber now he's got old enough for the talking germ to set his mouth moving? Guess who?
Boo.
Manchie barks quietly to himself.
Boo, boo, boo.
Just have your stupid poo and quit yapping.